Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget today, we're looking at another special, and we're looking at Matthew, the fifth chapter, and from verse 43, and it says this. Jesus is speaking again. He's teaching the Sermon on the Mount, and he says this. You have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain upon the just and the unjust alike. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you are kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Jesus is being really, really radical here. Can you imagine if you've been brought up in that Jewish religion? Can you imagine if suddenly you heard this teacher who was revolutionizing everything that you have ever thought or thought you would think? Just imagine sitting there on the grass on that hill in Israel. And there's Jesus. And he's saying to you, now you know what the law says. The law says, love your neighbors and hate your enemies. But I say this, love your enemies. They must have been thinking, what? What are you talking about? Love your enemies. How can you love your enemies? Give me a break. You can't love your enemies. But you see, beloved, Jesus was sending something that was quite revolutionary. And he was saying, yes, you can love your enemies. And I can say this to you today. We have been looking for the last few days about love, about loving our neighbors as we love ourselves. We've been looking at love one another as I have loved you, says Jesus. And he takes this to a new degree now because he says, when you love one another, you even love your enemies. Love those who persecute you. How difficult can that be? Imagine, there you are, you're in a ministry, you have a church, and yet there's people down the street who are persecuting you and are saying all sorts of nasty things about you. And you're supposed to love them. Well, that's exactly what Jesus is saying you should do. I told you yesterday about those suicide bombers who went into that church in Pakistan, and many people were killed, including little children. And yet there was this one man standing outside. I can see his face again now. And the reporter was saying to him, what's your reaction to this? And he says, I forgive them. I forgive those militants who came into my church and who had bombs strapped to themselves, who were persecuting us, and who blew up those bombs in our church and killed a lot of our church members. And my reaction to that is, I forgive them. And there could only be love in that. because he was forgiving, I believe, not only with his will, but with his motion. That is loving your enemies, loving those who persecute you. Jesus goes on to say, look, listen to me here. How easy is it to love your friends? That's dead easy. Yesterday I was looking at that, and I was looking at easy love and difficult love. Easy love is easy. By virtue of the word, it is easy. It's not hard at all. But what about loving those people that you don't particularly like? What about loving those people that are outcasts? What about loving those people who are on the periphery of your friendship? What about those people that are really difficult to love? What about those ones that abuse you constantly? What about those people that keep on at you, on at you, on at you all the time? What about those people that never give you any peace at all? You are to love them. And let me take this a stage further. Imagine you had a bunch of enemies that were really out to get you. Imagine that. You know, I was watching a TV program yesterday, and it was about this little girl, 15-year-old girl in the United States, who was picked on and bullied so much so, she was Irish actually, but she was living in the US with her parents, and she was bullied so much that she hung herself. She couldn't take the bullying any longer. And even after that had happened, those bullies were still unrepentant until they were taken to court. And then there was repentance. And one of the people who did repent, she declared in court that she was so sorry for what she had done, and she had tears in her eyes, and she was crying. And I really do believe that that was repentance, being so sorry for what had happened. But what of their parents? What of that girl's parents who had died? How repentant were they? You see, beloved, we have no choice in this. Jesus is telling us today, love your enemies, love those who persecute you, pray for them, pray for those people that continually persecute you. Jesus goes on to say, but you are to be perfect, even as your Father is perfect. He goes on to say that for a reason. Because he says, if you're kind only to your friends, well, that's not a problem, is it? That's really, really easy. And even the pagans do that. But he then goes on to say, I am preparing you for something else. Because at the moment, you're not perfect. You're imperfect at this moment. But Jesus says, I am preparing you for perfection. I am preparing you to become perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Beloved, did I ever say that it was going to be easy? But with God's help, you know we can do this. You know we can love our enemies. We can love those who persecute you. I'm thinking of somebody in my head right now. I am thinking of that person and thinking, yes, Lord, you can let me show love toward that person. In Jesus' mighty name. It's so difficult, yet with God, it's so easy. It's impossible, yet with God, everything is possible. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Lord, as we continue to worship you and adore you and praise you. Allow your love to flow into our hearts, Lord, so that we can begin to love that difficult love, so that we can begin to love our enemies. as we do our friends. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.